Jessica, we're starting things off talking about an update on possible contamination at Holloman Air Force Base. What can you tell us about this story?
So for those who have been paying attention to this issue, PFAS, which is short for per- and polyfluoroalkali substances, the state and local officials have been looking at how much of this PFAS, these chemicals, have contaminated a water source at a couple of Air Force bases, including Holloman Air Force Base in Otero County and Cannon Air Force Base in Curie County. Now, our understanding is that the state is undertaking a study to really determine how far the plumes of these chemicals have spread, whether they are posing any risk to groundwater, that's water that we drink and use every day, and really what it would take to mitigate PFAS. Now, what we understand about the contamination is that it was a result of a chemical used in firefighting. This is still ongoing. The investigation is being conducted. Cleanup has not yet begun, but we are keeping a close eye on exactly what the state will recommend to ensure public safety.
What about the Air Force? What are they saying?
In the past, the Air Force has done its own study of PFAS contamination. Now, they have asserted that these chemicals have not reached any type of groundwater that is used by humans. They do acknowledge that there is water contamination, but these are stagnant water sources and not used in for any human consumption.
We'll keep updated with you all on that story. I want to move on and talk about an interesting new art space in the area. What can you tell us about this story?
So Otero Art Space is scheduled to open on the 18th. Now, this is after a whole year's pause because of the pandemic. They were actually going to open back in the spring of 2020. COVID hit, and they just had to postpone. Now, the idea is that this space will function as a place where local artists can display their work and where the public can come and enjoy and learn and be entertained by this visual art, everything from painting to drawing to sculptures and photography. The public is welcome to join the opening for this art space, which is at the Historic Women's Club building at 1118 Indiana Avenue.
Okay, now I want to talk with you about an interesting story that happened at Holloman Air Force Base. There's a couple that was expecting a new baby.
Holloman Air Force Base's medical technician, Staff Sergeant Grant Novonak, and his wife, Ruth, they were expecting their second child, a little girl. Now, Ruth had been experiencing labor pains throughout Monday and Tuesday, and when they finally made it into the car to rush to the hospital for the birth of their baby, they didn't quite get as far as the hospital. Ruth went into labor at the gate of Holloman Air Force Base with their second child, Susanna. And actually, the staff sergeant was aided by Holloman Air Force Base firefighters in the delivery of Susanna there at the gate. So it was definitely unexpected, but according to the couple, it was a very welcome and very celebrated birth. They are both, the mother and the baby, are both doing well. And as you can imagine, the father is super grateful for the help of the fire department.
What a story, and congratulations to the couple. Jessica, thanks for the update. We'll talk with you next week.
I look forward to it.